Some people say, well, Jesus just self-fulfilled some of the prophecies. How do you self-fulfill where you'll be born? And he was born in Bethlehem, and Micah tells us that.
Welcome to In Grace with Jim Scudder Jr. He is the senior pastor of Quentin Road Baptist Church in Lake Zurich, Illinois, and the president of Dayspring Bible College in Mundelein, Illinois.
Hi, this is Jim Scudder, and today on In Grace, we're going to take a break from our Armageddon's Dawn End of Times prophecy series, and we're going to be in a Easter series from now all the way up until Easter, which is just in a week and a half. Can you believe that? Sunday, March 31st, we're going to be celebrating again the resurrection of Yeshua, of Jesus. And by the way, let me just say this. If he rose, it's all true. If he didn't, we're wasting our time. I have a lot of other things I'd rather be doing than sitting in a radio studio. Sorry, hate to say that to you, but I love fishing. I love the outdoors. I love hiking. I'd much rather be flying an airplane, but I'm called to minister. I'm called to teach and to preach. And to me, it's all because of the resurrection, right? Now, we say Easter, and the reason we say Easter is because that's what the Bible uses that word, and it is a word that some have said have been hijacked from mythology. But I'll tell you this, let's call it what it is. Jesus arose. When the women came and they were looking, they were asked, why are you looking for the living among the dead, right? Jesus is alive, and that's what makes biblical Christianity different from anything else. There's no other religion that has an empty tomb. We do. And this is a series, a sermon series. It's a short series, but it's a sermon series called Will I Rise? Now, if he rose, then that's the next question. Will I rise? And we're going to be addressing that more next week, but we're going to talk a little bit about it today and tomorrow. But mostly today, I'm going to talk about the messianic prophecies. How do we know Jesus rose? And one of the big proofs of Scripture to me is that he fulfilled so many Old Testament prophecies. And these were the Hebrew prophets hundreds of years before he came. And in so many ways that he would, you know, be born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, be a blessing from Abraham, from the tribe of Judah, descendant of David, perform miracles, come in on a donkey. I mean, think of all the prophecies that he fulfilled. It is incredible. So that's what we're going to be talking about today and tomorrow in our series, Will I Rise? Now, I'm really excited because tonight on TBN, we're going to be taking you back to Israel in our Discover Hidden Israel series. And I hope that you'll tune in tonight on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Now, you might not get that channel, and if you don't, you can still watch us anytime on YouTube. YouTube, you can search for it. A lot of your TVs are smart TVs. You can just go to the YouTube app, plug in Grace. While you're there, go ahead and subscribe, get alerts, that's the bell, and then you could like the videos, the thumbs up on the videos. All of those things, once you're on YouTube, those things will help more people hear the gospel because YouTube will push it. We're also on Roku, and many of you use the Roku smart TV devices, and that way you could watch In Grace for free anytime on those outlets. We also want to make sure if you're listening on the radio that you know that In Grace has a podcast and you can get that anywhere podcasts are found. Now, let me tell you one more exciting thing before we go to today's sermon about Jesus' resurrection. We've got a really exciting video series. It's called Jesus' Last Day. I went to Israel with a film crew in Jerusalem, and we went to all of the places that Jesus was at the day before he died. So this is basically his last 24 hours. We were in the upper room. We went down to the Garden of Gethsemane. We went to the hall where he was tried by first Caiaphas and then Pilate, and then we went all the way to Golgotha and the tomb. And this is a beautiful video. You'll really enjoy getting this. You'll really understand Israel and you'll understand exactly all of the things that Jesus did for us when he went to the cross. This video series is yours for a gift of any amount. Your gift makes sure more people hear the gospel, and you'll get this awesome video either by DVD or digital download. It's called Jesus' Last Day. We also would love to tell you about a beautiful, it's a olive wood communion cup, and this olive wood came from Bethlehem. Now, this is a memento. This is something that you can stick somewhere in your home, in your office. People are going to ask you about it just because it's olive wood in and of itself is beautiful, but they're going to wonder, why do you have a cup of olive wood? And you can tell them about what Jesus did for you, the fellowship that he wants to have with people, the blood that he shed, his body that was pierced, that was broken for us. And you can talk about the communion that you have with Jesus Christ. Now, if you want the olive wood communion cup, we'll also send the Jesus Last Day video series. That's for your gift of $50 or more. Again, that money will go toward making sure more people hear the gospel through In Grace Media. Now, we have another product that not only you'll get the video and the communion cup, the olive wood communion cup, but we're also going to send you a beautiful canvas print of Peter and John running and looking in the empty tomb there in Israel, the Garden Tomb. This is original artwork from us here at In Grace. It's on a canvas that's already on a frame. It's frameless, but it's got the frame inside. It is absolutely gorgeous. This is for your gift of $200 or more. And again, when you give us $200 or more, you get this beautiful canvas print of the Garden Tomb on resurrection morning, and you also get Jesus' Last Day video series and the olive wood communion cup. Contact us today and get these really, really beautiful resources. 1-800-78-GRACE, 1-800-78-GRACE, or ingraceradio.com.
That's the question that so many people have asked throughout the centuries. I think most people that have ever put their head on a pillow wonder about death, wonder about what happens after death. The famous psychiatrist who invented psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud, called it the painful riddle of death. The smartest humans still can't figure out what is beyond the grave. So we have to rely on something outside of us or someone outside of us. And here at Quentin Road, we still believe the Bible. You say, well, you know, every church believes the Bible. Well, it's not really true, actually. Quite a few churches don't believe that this is what God has told us or that there have been errors that have entered into this book. And in order to answer the question, will I rise, because that is the question, will I rise, we must first ask the question, did Jesus rise? Why is that such an important question to answer? Because if he rose, then everything in this book is true. If he didn't rise, then everything in this book is a fraud and we're really wasting our time, right? We might as well live life to the fullest, not worry about anything else, because we live, we die, we cease to exist. The Bible doesn't say that. Certain religious people have suggested that, or perhaps were misquoted recently, that there isn't a hell. But my friends, Jesus speaks of a hell. And the Bible speaks of a hell. And I'm not here to scare you, but I'm here to just say that if there is a heaven and there is a hell, we better make sure we know where we're going before we die. So that's why we're here today, to answer that question, will I rise? This is a three-part series. Today, we're going to talk about the prediction of the resurrection. We have to answer the question, did Jesus rise? And if it was foretold hundreds of years before he was even born, then that's pretty amazing. And then we're going to talk about the proof of the resurrection. How do we know for sure that Jesus did rise? And there are historical facts that we're going to look at, kind of like an attorney looking at a person on trial, And we're going to look at those things, and then we're going to talk about the power of the resurrection. If it was predicted and proven as a historical fact, what does that mean to me? So that's what we're going to talk about in this series, Will I Rise? We believe there's a God. We believe that on Easter Sunday, Jesus arose, and one pastor was making sure that the kids were listening to his preaching. And he asked one of the boys right after the service on Easter, he said, "Little Johnny, did you learn anything today?" Little Johnny said, "Oh yeah. Yeah, today I learned that Jesus, he came in on a donkey and they waved palm branches and then they arrested him four days later, and then he was beaten, and then he was nailed to a cross, and then he died, and then they put him into the tomb, and they put a big stone over the tomb." And the pastor said, "That's right, good job. Anything else?" He said, "Yeah, and then in 3 days, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus stepped out of the grave, and if he saw his shadow, there'd be 6 more weeks of winter." Talk about deflating the pastor. What is it that happened on Easter? And why is it so important? Why is it literally so pivotal within history? Here we are, thousands of years after the day which Jesus died, 3 days later rose again, and we are gathered here in a church on a Sunday. Just the very fact that we're sitting here on a Sunday, do you know Sunday wasn't the second day of a nice long weekend? Sunday was the first day of the week. If you go to Israel today, we were just there a few weeks ago. Today, they're all going back to work. Sunday's the first day of the week. We say, no, Monday's the first day of the week, because this is kind of the culture we've grown up in a kind of a Judeo-Christian country, but the Christians worship on Sunday. Why is that so important? It totally changed the day of worship. Something major happened on a Sunday to do that. Just the very fact that we're sitting here on a Sunday, I think, is another proof of the resurrection. But let's talk about, was this really predicted in what we call the Old Testament? It's the Hebrew Scriptures, and we're gonna go through some of the Hebrew Scriptures. We're not gonna go real long today, don't say amen. But we're gonna look at the fact, did Jesus rise? If he did, then will I rise? And the first thing we're gonna look at today is the prediction of the resurrection. This is astounding. If you'll have an open mind today and really look at this, you will, I really believe you'll be convinced, or you'll just have to close your eyes and say, "I know what it says, but I still don't believe it." Well, that's your option. Christianity really comes down to faith. But I don't believe it's blind faith. I believe there is so much here that proves that this is true history, and fulfilled prophecy is one of those things. So let's look at that. The Bible says if Jesus or the Messiah is God, we're gonna notice some things. One, and Isaiah tells us that he's gonna be born of a virgin. Well, we know the Gospels, the true history of the Gospels tells us that Jesus was born of a virgin. That's a pretty big deal. Number two, that he'd be born in Bethlehem. Some people say, well, Jesus just self-fulfilled some of the prophecies. How do you self-fulfill where you'll be born? And he was born in Bethlehem, and Micah tells us that. That he would be coming from Abraham. Okay, we find that in Genesis 12, of the tribe of Judah. You know, there were the 12 tribes. It's pretty amazing that they would zero in on which tribe he would come from, the tribe of Judah. In Jeremiah 23, it tells us that he'll be a descendant of David. David was of the tribe of Judah. David was first a shepherd boy and then the king, King David, that he would be descendant of David. And we know David was born in Bethlehem and Mary and Joseph went back to Bethlehem, both Mary and Joseph descendants of David. They had royalty in their blood, and so did Jesus.
In honor of Christ's sacrifice and triumph, would you consider giving a gift this Easter? With any gift given to In Grace, you'll receive an emotional video series called Jesus' Last Day as a Thank You. When your gift is $50 or more, you'll also receive a communion cup lovingly crafted from olive wood in Bethlehem. Let it serve as a reminder of the love Jesus poured out for us. And for those who can give $200 or more, we offer a glimpse of resurrection's glory. an original artwork canvas print capturing the moment Peter and John saw the empty tomb at sunrise in Israel. It's a symbol of hope rising from despair, a beacon of light in the darkness. Unite with InGrace in spreading the message of love and redemption. To make a difference, call 800-78-GRACE or visit ingraceradio.com. Together, let's transform lives with the power of the gospel.
He would be a performer of miracles, and Isaiah tells us that. And of course, we know Jesus was a great miracle worker. As we toured Israel, we had 126 people from this church and other places around the country. We go every 2 years, and every site that we went to a place where Jesus did this miracle. Jesus healed this man from paralysis. Jesus healed this person from blindness. Over here, Jesus broke these loaves and fishes and fed the multitudes. I mean, site after site after site, miracle after miracle after miracle, all predicted in the Old Testament. Then we have that he would enter on a donkey in Zechariah. Last Sunday, we preached about that, the triumphal entry of Jesus and how that was foretold to the day in prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. Now we're going to look at other things that were relating to the last day of Jesus' life. And by the way, I've only selected a few. There are over 100 pinpoint prophecies regarding Jesus as the Messiah. What are the odds that this would be fulfilled accidentally by somebody? It's astronomical. It's beyond our human brain to comprehend if this happened by random chance. So that leaves us to conclude that this was all predicted way ahead of time, so therefore he must be the Son of God. Psalm 41, verse 9, look at that with me. Here's what I don't want at Quentin Road. I don't want you to say, well, that's your opinion. I literally want to say, thus saith the Lord. This is the Bible. See, some churches just say, just trust the priest, the pastor, the man of God, that they're telling you the truth. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to trust me. I mean, I do want you to trust me. But I don't want you to just take my word for it when it comes to the Bible. I want you to look at it for yourself. Hopefully you have a Bible. You can look these up in your Bible. And here are just some of the prophecies that predicted hundreds of years beforehand Jesus' final day. Number one, that he would be betrayed by a friend. It says this in Psalm 41, verse 9, yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread and hath lifted up his heel against me. And we know in Scripture that in the Garden of Gethsemane, right there on the foothill to the hill, Mount Moriah, where the temple stood, where the Mount of Olives was going up, right there, Judas, one of the 12, a pretty close confidant to Christ, definitely an important figure, betrays Jesus with a kiss. Incredible, betrayed by a friend. You might have been betrayed in your life. Surely you've been betrayed in your life. And it's terrible to be betrayed. It's terrible to have someone turn on you. But if it's a friend, it's just horrible. And this is what happened to Jesus exactly as predicted in the Scriptures, hundreds of years before he came. It also tells us in Zechariah 11, 12, that he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. That's very significant. It gives us precision. 30 pieces of silver. My dad used to say it wasn't 29 pieces of gold. It was 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver is significant more than just it was predicted way back in Zechariah's day, but that this was the exact price. If you had a servant and your servant was accidentally killed, the person that accidentally killed your servant would owe you 30 pieces of silver. Why is that significant? Because Jesus said he came as a servant. He came humbly. He came for one reason. He came to die on a cross for you. Now that's significant. 30 pieces of silver. Well, it just, you know, I don't really believe the Bible. You have to deal with this.
You have to deal with this. One of you, we were speaking at breakfast and you said, you know, just a short time ago, I was an atheist. And then I started to think about certain things and I started to believe that there are angels and there are demons and there is a God and there's a heaven and a hell. And he started to research and study the Bible and listen to the words of Jesus, and that convinced him that Jesus is the Son of God, who died for him on a cross and who rose again. You go from atheist, if you're open-minded, I don't believe you can stay an atheist or an agnostic. If you're open-minded and if you really want to listen, it's all right here. The Bible also in Isaiah 50 verse 6 tells us that Jesus was going to be spat upon and beaten. Let's look at that. I gave my back to the smiters, my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. You know, even if someone spits on you accidentally, you're talking and you're at a meal and, you know, a little piece of food comes, that probably happened today, right? You know, it's so embarrassing, and the person that did it will pretend like they didn't know it happened, and the person that happened to, I mean, we don't like that. But if someone spits on you intentionally, and if this was, the Bible says Jesus is the creator. He literally spoke and all this came into existence. By the way, that makes a lot more sense to me that we evolved from a monkey, we evolved from the rock. I think the Bible's version of how we got here makes so much more sense, okay? But can you imagine the creature spitting on the creator? Now that is terrible, but predicted. They said that he would be, his beard would be ripped out, that he would be flogged. This is how much he loved me. This is what he did for me. He was ridiculed. He was spat upon. He was beaten. He could have just had a thought and we would have been just zapped, gone. You know, scientists still don't know what holds everything together. We know how a lot of this works, but we don't know what keeps everything together. The Bible says Jesus keeps everything together. And as they were ridiculing him and spitting at him and mocking him and flogging him and ripping out his beard, he could have just in one thought annihilated them. But he didn't. All predicted hundreds of years before he came. And then in Isaiah 53, by the way, the whole chapter in this great, incredible book and chapter of the Bible speaks of the Messiah. Surely, in verse 4, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. You see how personal it is? Jesus didn't come and was murdered. Jesus came as a sacrifice for us. Okay? Look at all the times that it refers to us. Our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
And we'll pick it up right there tomorrow, talking more about the predictions of the Messiah and the death that Jesus died for our sin. But he didn't stay dead, because Isaiah 53 also predicts his resurrection. And that's so wonderful, isn't it? We also have this beautiful 16 by 20 canvas print of the disciples running into the empty tomb. I would love to send that to you for your gift of $200 or more. And we also will send you a communion cup made of olive wood from Bethlehem and Jesus Last Day video series, all for your gift of $200 or more. Now, if you can't afford the $200, I totally understand that. That's a lot of money. It's worth it when you see what we're going to be giving you for that, and that money goes toward making sure In Grace stays on the radio. But if you just want the communion cup and the video, that's for your gift of $50 or more. And if you just want the video series, that's for your gift of any amount.
In honor of Christ's sacrifice, would you consider giving a gift this Easter? When you give to In Grace, you'll receive our emotional video series, Jesus's Last Day. For $50 or more, you'll also receive an Olive Wood Communion Cup. And for those who can give $200 or more, receive an original canvas print capturing Peter and John at the empty tomb at sunrise in Israel. Call 800-78-GRACE or visit ingraceradio.com today. Thank you for joining us on In Grace Radio with Jim Scudder, Jr. In Grace is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Our goal is to share the light of Jesus to a darkening world, helping you find hope, gain purpose, and be a light. You can be that light today by joining our mission to spread the gospel around the world. Just call us, 800-78-GRACE, or go online, ingraceradio.com. You can also write to us at In Grace, P.O. Box 9, Lake Zurich, Illinois, 60047. Tune in tomorrow as we continue to explore God's Word and His world on In Grace Radio.